Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans? Happy Wednesday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You can find the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. It is so great to be joining you today, talking some Green Bay Packers football, per usual, 365 days a year. Always appreciate the support. We've got an interesting slash fun topic for today. No news, no notes, other than Matt Acton. Thank you so much for signing up to be a brand new Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube member. If you haven't checked out those memberships yet, make sure to do so. Members Q&A coming up, what should it be, Thursday this week, I believe. So coming up very, very soon, so make sure to check out those memberships. But yeah, like, subscribe, comment, give those 5-star reviews. All those things help the channel a ton. But as always, thanks so much for just your support, being here, and just giving me an opportunity to talk Packers football every single day. I appreciate that more than anything. But today's topic is going to be free agent wide receivers. We are really sort of now in the home stretch of our free agent series. We've kind of looked at all the top free agents that are out there and available. Not all of them, but the ones that make sense for Green Bay. The pass rushers, the defensive ends, defensive tackles, corners, wide receivers. Drew Dolman on the offensive line. I don't really think they're going to spend big on a tackle or a guard. So we've kind of gone over the key ones, right? There's maybe a couple more out there. Maybe I'll take a look at Chase Young still. I think that's one more. If I were to do one more, that's probably who I would look at. But what I want to do right now is sort of transition today into looking at the full depth of the wide receiver free agency and who could potentially be available and who Green Bay might be interested in. Not just the top tier guys, but anyone at wide receiver. We'll go probably over corner tomorrow, defensive end slash defensive tackle, and then offensive line over the course of, again, the remainder of this week. And then my hope is that on Monday or Tuesday, right around there, I can put together my perfect plan for Green Bay as they attack free agency trades and pretty much everything up until the draft, and kind of put that together in the coming days here. And then again, transition a little bit more to probably drafting some other stuff after that, with maybe a couple free agents sprinkled in. And of course, your everyday news and notes as well. But we're going to talk about wide receiver today. And just to be clear, we have talked about a lot of the top wide receivers in depth, right? So if you're looking for deep dives on T. Higgins, on Chris Godwin, they are both out there. You can also find some potential trade candidates, right? Like Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, DK Metcalf, Devontae Adams. Like, we have done some real deep dives on some of the potential top wide receivers, either via trade or in free agency. So those are all out there. Anytime you want to go check those out. If you're looking for that really deep dive on any of those guys, they're out there. We've got them. We've got you covered. And those will give you the full detailed information that you want on those potential top options. But today, I want to kind of narrow it down as to really who Green Bay could be looking at. And I've got 30 wide receivers here for you. 30 wide receivers that we're going to kind of go over in some capacity today. Not in totality. We're not going to, if I did a deep dive of 30 wide receivers, we would be here for a second, right? But I'm going to go through which of these and try to narrow down, more importantly, which ones Green Bay actually could have some interest in. And before we kind of do that, before we get to the 30 names, it's important to recap exactly where Green Bay's at the wide receiver position as we speak right now. Green Bay has good wide receivers, right? We know Christian Watson's going to miss the vast majority of the season. Even when he comes back, can he be 100%? Can he look like Christian Watson? That first year back from the big ACL, MCL injury is usually a little bit tough. Not impossible, but definitely tough. So you almost have to attack this as like Christian Watson is a non-factor. And anything that you get out of Christian Watson is a bonus. That's how I would attack it if I were Green Bay. But you still have Romeo Dobbs, Jaden Reed, and Dontavian Wicks as your sort of top three going into the year. Those are three very talented wide receivers. Now, what you can get out of them, is it sort of closer to their peaks and what we think they can become? Or is this just who they are? Or is there even another step back and Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed continue to drop passes and Romeo Dobbs continues to be upset with his role within the offense? And where do we end up with those three wide receivers? I think you probably put a little bit less stock into Bo Melton and Malik Heath going into this offseason just because they didn't have the seasons that anyone was expecting and were kind of more of that number five, number six wide receiver. Although Malik Heath definitely did some nice things down the stretch, and I am still a believer in Bo Melton. I think he can be a piece within this offense, but it's tougher to look at the wide receiver room now and say, all right, Melton and Heath are going to be something special, right? Like, they're probably nice number four, number five, number six wide receiver options, and they'll still have to kind of fight their way onto the team. And then you have three that are kind of guaranteed roster spots, barring any sort of trade or anything crazy. And that's Jaden Reed, Dontayvion Wicks, and Romeo Doubs. And you still have a need within that group for competition and depth, and maybe even that star wide receiver. It should be noted as well that you're also looking ahead. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, unrestricted free agents in 2026. And then Reed and Wicks, unrestricted free agents the year after that. So you are starting to get to the need to restock this room in some capacity, whether that be via free agency or the draft. If you're looking long-term, probably more via the draft, right? If you're looking for something a little bit more right now, well, then you're probably looking via free agency or the trade. I should note as well, it's not the deepest wide receiver draft class in the world, or at least the best, right? It's a solid, fine, good, okay wide receiver class, but most would consider it a down year at wide receiver. So that should be sort of in the background of everything as we go over this topic today. So what does Green Bay need, right? What do they need at wide receiver? There's one of two things, and or kind of both. They need, arguably, what most people would tell you, maybe the Packers disagree, but what most people would tell you is they need sort of that alpha in the room, right? And maybe that can be Romeo Doubs. Maybe that can be Jaden Reed, Dontayvion Wicks. Maybe somebody else takes a jump. Who knows? But if you look at this wide receiver group in totality, you look at it and say, oh, they don't have a number one. And then everything else kind of slots in after that. Like, oh, Doubs is a two. Great. Reed is a three or slot or whatever you want to view it as. Great. Wicks is a four. Awesome. Melton as a five, Heath as a six. You have a two, three, four, and five, or in a six, right? You just don't have that number one guy. And when you don't have that number one, now Doubs has to be a one, and you're like, I don't know how I feel about that. Reed as a two is fine. Wicks as a three is probably fine. You know, Melton and Heath as a four and five, okay. But if you just get that number one, everything sort of slots into place after that. So that's what you're kind of looking for. The other thing is we saw that Green Bay really struggled with man-to-man coverage last year. And we also saw that they needed that deep threat down the field. Once Christian Watson was out, it just didn't have that same pull, that same gravity. You know, it brings those safeties in a little bit closer. You need somebody that's going to be able to stretch the field. So that's what you're looking for. You know, probably one or two wide receivers, either somebody that can do it all, or maybe a little bit more of a kind of alpha possession wide receiver, and then you still need somebody to stretch the field. There's a couple different ways that you could look at it. But that's what they're missing. Somebody can be number one / beat some man-to-man coverage and maybe stretch the field, or just a number one and then somebody else who can stretch the field. You need that field stretcher in some capacity though. So here, without going into any crazy detail yet, are the 30 players who could be available. All right, we have 10, what I would say are, you know, the free agents that are in PFF's top 100. I'll just put it easily that way. 10 wide receivers that are in the PFF's top 100 free agents. Number one, T. Higgins. Number two, Chris Godwin. Number three, Amari Cooper. Number four, Stephon Diggs. Number five, DeAndre Hopkins. Number six, Hollywood Brown. Number seven, Darius Slayton. Number eight, Keenan Allen. Number nine, Deontay Johnson. And number 10, Mike Williams. Those were their top 10 wide receivers in free agency. I would probably agree with some or disagree with some of those rankings. Probably put a couple other guys maybe in there, take a couple of those guys out. But that was PFF's top 10 free agent wide receivers. Those are all unrestricted free agents. I'm going to give you 12 more names that are more in that next tier of wide receivers that are also unrestricted free agents. Brandon Cooks, Robert Woods, DeMarcus Robinson, DJ Chark, Mac Hollins, Tyler Boyd, Elijah Moore, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Tutu Atwell, De'Ami Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. All right, so those are 22 unrestricted free agent wide receivers. There are another 8 wide receivers who could theoretically be available either via trade or may end up being released. Tyreek Hill, I think it's not likely. All right, I think he's going to stay in Miami, but there have been some whispers and rumblings that maybe he doesn't want to be there anymore. Miami probably could / should look to trade him, but I think he stays, but we'll just put him on this list nonetheless. Tyreek Hill, Deebo Samuel, we already know is on the trade block. Davante Adams likely to get released if they can't find a trade for him. I shouldn't even say likely. Is going to get released if they don't find a trade for him. Christian Kirk in Jacksonville is a possible release or trade candidate. Cooper Kupp, we already know, is on the block with the Rams. Tyler Lockett is probably either going to get cut if they can't find a or traded. And if they can't find a trade, he's going to get released. Adam Thielen in Carolina probably stays put, but if somebody offered him something, I would think Carolina would at least think about it, but maybe they want to put their young quarterback, Bryce Young, in a position to succeed, and he's succeeded well with Thielen, so may or may not be available. And then DK Metcalf, who people have thrown out there, but there's been no real indication from Seattle that they're willing or wanting to trade DK Metcalf. So a name that's out there, but may or may not actually be available. So those eight other ones: Tyreek Hill, Deebo Samuel, Davante Adams, Christian Kirk, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Lockett, Adam Thielen, and DK Metcalf, all currently on rosters and may or may not be available via trade or eventually via release. So those are 30 wide receivers in total, 22 unrestricted free agents, and eight potential trade or cut candidates. 30 wide receivers. So what I wanted to do is narrow this down. I figured this would be pretty easy, right? Let's start with something. I don't know if I want to say simple. It's not complex, but let's make it what Green Bay would ideally like, right? So here's what I put in first as like breaking this down. How about a receiver that is under 30 years old, that had 1,000 yards receiving last year, plays primarily outside wide receiver? I don't think they need a slot wide receiver as their primary target, right? That fits kind of that Packers mold, like usually in that 6 foot tall, 200 pound sort of range, like something in that range. And then as either a playmaking or a deep ball threat. All right. So under 30,000 yards, outside wide receiver, fits the Packers mold and either as a playmaker or a deep threat. You know, of those 30 wide receivers, there were zero that fit that criteria. Okay. Let's change it a little bit. Under 30,000 yard wide receiver, outside wide receiver, fits that Packers mold. Right, let's take away the playmaking deep ball threat out of this. Let's just see what we can get out of it. Zero out of the 30 wide receivers. All right, how about this? Under 30,000 yards, outside wide receiver, and can be a deep threat, like playmaker, deep threat guy, right? Let's take the fitting the Packers mold out of it. Maybe they can go outside of their realm a little bit and maybe zero out of the 30 wide receivers. All right, how about this? Under 30 years old, 1,000 yard wide receiver, and they can play on the outside. Okay, much simpler, right? Zero out of the 30 wide receivers. How about, let's just really, really simplify this. Under 30 years old, 1,000 yard wide receiver. Zero. Zero wide receivers. On that entire list, that includes T. Higgins. How about this? How about just a 1,000 yard wide receiver? Can we have a 1,000 yard wide receiver? One. You're familiar with this one. That is Davante Adams. He is a release candidate slash trade candidate. He is technically still on the Jets. He is likely to become available. He's the only one on that entire list of 30 wide receivers that either are or could be available that was a 1,000-yard wide receiver last year. There's one other that was close. That was DK Metcalf with 992, which we don't even know if he's available. T. Higgins was at 911, just got the franchise tag. When we've been talking about, and when I've specifically been talking about, it's been really hard to figure out a wide receiver that makes sense for Green Bay. This is a huge reason why. If you're looking for any sort of under 30-year-old, 1,000-yard wide receiver that can come in and be a playmaker, that fits Green Bay's mold, like all of those, it's just, they don't exist. It's not available. It's fake. It's made up. They're not there. The closest is your good friend, Davante Adams, who is not under 30 years old, right? Is a 1,000-yard receiver, does make that the playmaking plays, right? Maybe not the most deep ball stretchy guy in the world, but still is going to make some big plays. Like, that's the closest thing that you got. And that's why when I've said this entire time, and who's the other one, right? DK Metcalf is the next closest to really fit, you know, fitting that mold of what Green Bay needs and is looking for. When Justice Mosqueda is saying, like, I would throw everything I can at DK Metcalf, this is why. Remember the backdrop. Wide receiver class, not exactly what Green Bay is looking for and not exactly the deepest in the world. And we're like even adding in potential cut candidates and potential trade candidates to this list. And really kind of the two players that make sense here are Davante Adams and DK Metcalf. Well, we made it 1 week in the books with no football whatsoever. And I don't know about you guys, but I made it in large part because it was a phenomenal week on Prize Picks. and Prize Picks has you set for all of your favorite sports, not just football, and it is such a great time of the year to get invested in college basketball, soccer, pro hoops, and much, much more. And while there's never a bad time to sign up, right now you can download the app and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. So what will your Prize Picks be this week? Here are mine. I'm going with James Harden for LA. I'm also going with Karl-Anthony Towns in New York. I think he's going to have a massive week. Lastly, I'm going with Leon Draisaitl for Edmonton as hockey gets back in full swing this upcoming weekend. Just make sure that you don't forget to download the Prize Picks app today and use code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So what are you waiting for? Prize Picks, run your game. How about this? How about, let's take the 1,000 yards away. How about receivers that had at least 800 yards receiving, right? That could become available. You had DK Metcalf, Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill, and T. Higgins. That's it. No other wide receivers on that list. Of the 30 that we talked about, there's only that group of four wide receivers that hit that 800-yard mark. Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, DK Metcalf, and T. Higgins. I'll say this one more time. Tyreek Hill, we don't even know if he's available, right? DK Metcalf, we don't even know if he's available. Davante Adams, technically under contract right now, probably becomes available. Don't know if he's going to ultimately, you know, be... Oh, it seems he's open to being a Green Bay Packer, but we'll have to kind of wait and see. And then T. Higgins, franchise tag. If you are looking for a premium big-time wide receiver that can come in and play in Green Bay, it is very, very difficult to find. How about just 30 or under wide receivers that can play on the outside, that fit Green Bay's mold, that could be a potential deep ball threat? I'll throw T. Higgins into that list, even though he's maybe not the biggest deep ball threat in the world, but I'll throw T. Higgins in there. Darius Slayton, DJ Chark, Nick Westbrook, Kine, De'Ami Brown, DK Metcalf, and MBS. So even if you're willing to look at tier lower, right? Maybe not needing the playmaker and you want something, you know, under 30 years old, that's what you're looking at. T. Higgins, Darius Slayton, DJ Chark, Nick Westbrook, Kine, De'Ami Brown, DK Metcalf, and MBS. Now, take from that list only the ones that are available as unrestricted free agents that haven't been franchise tagged, and you get Darius Slayton, DJ Chark, Nick Westbrook, Akine, De'Ami Brown, and MVS. There's just not that many available. It's really kind of crazy to look at the depth of wide receiver in the NFL and just nobody available really in free agency that really hits what Green Bay is looking at. And if you're looking for a big time wide receiver that could be available, that can play on the outside, playmaking, is 6 foot or taller, Davante Adams or DK Metcalf, only two on that list. It goes back to the two wide receivers that make sense. If you're really looking to change the dynamic of this wide receiver core, is either trying to trade something for DK Metcalf or figuring out a way to get Davante Adams back to Green Bay. And let's just go through it. All right, let's go through these one more time. 30 wide receivers or 30 wide receivers that could be available, right? These are the primary free agent wide receivers. T. Higgins, franchise tag, right? Chris Godwin. What about Chris Godwin? All right, 29 years old, 86.3 PFF grade, 6'1", 208, 9.66 relative athletic score, coming off a busted ankle, shattered ankle, 50 catches, 576 yards, and 5 touchdowns. So if he would have been healthy, he would have hit all this, right? Under 30, high PFF grade, fits Green Bay's mold. You easily would have had 1,000 yards if he had continued to play throughout the remainder of the season. So he would have been one that hit. Here's the issue. He is coming off the shattered ankle. He is getting closer to 30, and he's not the deep ball field stretching wide receiver. Can he be still a little bit of a playmaker? Absolutely. Red zone guy, run after the catch guy. Absolutely. But the shattered ankle really complicates things quite a bit. So I think that's probably another one that they don't go after. Amari Cooper, 31 years old, took a significant step back last year. Don't think that's the direction that they're going to want to go in. Stephon Diggs, 31 years old, coming off a torn ACL, not the direction they're going to want to go in. DeAndre Hopkins, 33 years old, on his last legs, not what they're going to want to go with. Hollywood Brown, 5'9", 180, not what they're going to want to go with. Darius Slayton. Then you get to Darius Slayton. This is one of them that Green Bay could theoretically be interested in. Deep ball threat, 28 years old, 39 catches, 573 yards, 2 touchdowns this past season, 6'1", 194, was an 8.91 relative athletic score guy coming out of college, had a 59.0 PFF grade last year, below average, 60 is their average. Now, hopefully it's a lot due to the quarterback play in New York, and that's why the grades weren't as good, right? And that's why he didn't, you know, perform as well. But if he's going to get a big contract, if he's like the seventh best wide receiver on the market and get some big deal, if you're Green Bay, do you really want to spend a huge amount of money on Darius Slayton? Is that going to move the needle for you? It shouldn't. It really shouldn't. But that's one that theoretically could make sense. He had 573 yards last year, 2 touchdowns. Is that where you're going to throw a bunch of money at? Like, that's a tough sell. Keenan Allen, 33 years old, primarily a slot wide receiver at this point. Not what Green Bay is looking for. Deontay Johnson got passed through the league last year. Just you take him, you take him, you take him. No interest there. Mike Williams, 31 years old, 58.8 PFF grade this past year. Only had 21 catches with both New York and Pittsburgh combined, 298 yards, 1 touchdown. Yeah, he's 6'4", 218, semi-interesting. If you can get him, you know, close to a minimum, you know, maybe take a flyer on it, but that's not the direction Green Bay wants to go in. How about those other noteworthy ones? Brandon Cooks, 5'10", 189, maybe a little bit closer. Really down year for him. 26 catches, 259 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Robert Woods, 33 years old. That's not what you're looking for. DeMarcus Robinson, somewhat interesting. 30 years old, 65.0 PFF grade, 31 catches, 505 yards, 7 touchdowns. 6'1", 203. He kind of hits everything, but 30 years old, and he's just not a ton dynamic there. It's possible, but again, how much does that move the needle for you? Wouldn't you rather just have Melton and Heath and, you know, your top three wide receivers out there? I kind of would. DJ Chark fits a 6'4", 200, 9.94 relative athletic score guy, can run, you know, extremely fast. He's coming off injury, 28 years old, 53.7 PFF grade when he played last year, 4 catches, 31 yards and a touchdown. Even the year before, 35 for 525 and 5 touchdowns. If you can get him cheap, it might be worth a flyer. He'd be that deep ball threat if you can get him playing at a high level. But again, coming off the injury and just kind of declining in his career, not sure Green Bay's going to want to go in that direction. Mac Hollins, nice year for Buffalo, but 31 years old, not dynamic, not what Green Bay's looking for. Tyler Boyd, 30 years old, primarily slot guy at this stage of his career. Elijah Moore, 5'10", 180. You've got the Meltons and the Jaden Reeds and the Dontavian Wicks. You have your guys who can play in the slot already. Elijah Moore is not that. Plus, he averaged only 8.8 yards per reception. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is 28 years old, 63.4 PFF grade, 32 catches, 497 yards, 15.5 yards per catch, 9 touchdowns, big-time red zone threat, 6'2", 211. Don't sleep on that one. Don't sleep on that one. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, I could see him being somebody that they add to this team. I've always actually really liked him. They have not had good quarterback play in Tennessee. Maybe that can unlock him a little bit more in Green Bay. Only 28 years old. I don't think he's going to like change the dynamic of this team in any significant way. But if there's a player on this list where they maybe just take a flyer on, it's not going to break the bank. Do not sleep on Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Good player. Very good player. Tutu Atwell, 5'9", 165, 0% chance. Deami Brown's another interesting one. 25 years old, 66.5 PFF grade, 30 catches, 308 yards and a touchdown, only 10 yards per catch, basically, for Deami Brown. 6 foot, 195 with an 8.38 relative athletic score. He was supposed to be more of a game breaker, down the field guy. He just hasn't really developed that way. And they had, you know, great quarterback play this past year. You know, so I don't know that that's the direction that you want to go in. He's semi-interesting, but again, how much does it move the needle for you? Juju Smith-Schuster, 28 years old, but more of a possession wide receiver, not the kind of guy they're looking for. And then your good friend MVS, 30 years old though, 61.7 PFF grade. But here's the big thing, 19 catches, right? Just 19 catches, 411 yards, 21.6 yards per catch, 4 touchdowns, 6'4", 206, was a 9.26 relative athletic score guy. We know all that stuff, right? But could you bring your old friend MVS back? Maybe, maybe. It's another one that Justice and I talked about the other day. The trade slash cut candidates, Tyreek Hill, 31 years old, massive is probably strong, but like a very obvious decline for him last year, 5'10", 191, the previous off-field concerns, don't see Green Bay going in that direction. Deebo Samuel, we talked about, I like Samuel to some extent. He's more that gadget guy for you. He's a luxury more than anything else. Probably not the guy that you want to add, and he's certainly not going to add any sort of number one wide receiver or deep ball playmaking to this team. Just a totally different wide receiver. We talked about Adams. Christian Kirk, primarily slot guy, coming off a broken collarbone, probably not what you want to go with. Cooper Kupp, consistent decline, 32 years old, probably not what they want to go with, plays a lot in the slot. Tyler Lockett, 32 years old, 5'10", 182, not Green Bay's cup of tea. Adam Thielen, 35 years old, and then we talked about DK Metcalf. That's it. That's your market. Have fun. have fun going after wide receiver. It is a down free agent market. It's a unfortunately not as great wide receiver class in the draft. Here's your options, in my opinion. You have your tier one guys, Devontae Adams and DK Metcalf. That's it. That's what you're looking for if you're looking for somebody that's going to potentially fit in Green Bay, fit the mold to some extent, give you a playmaker or sort of that alpha number one guy, reset sort of the structure of your wide receivers. That's kind of it. Darius Slayton would be a tier two, but Devontae Adams or DK Metcalf, probably your only tier one guys that you could probably add to this team and really feel good about it. Darius Slayton is a tier two guy. He's going to give you some of that deep ball threat and take the top off the defense a little bit, give you somebody you can win down the field, but you're going to overpay for a specific type of wide receiver that probably doesn't end up having a huge impact. And you're going to have to hope that he makes the impact in pulling that defense with him so that some of the other wide receivers can just be a little bit more open underneath. But you're probably, again, overpaying here for Darius Slayton. And then you have your tier three guys, a player that could be added to the roster. Maybe you hit gold and strike it rich and get lucky with one of these guys, but that's DJ Chark, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, De'Ami Brown, and MBS. Just somebody that can be a little bit more dynamic on the outside, give you a little bit of a different look, and maybe they break out in a new environment. That's it. Tier one, Devontae and DK. Tier two, Darius Slayton. Tier three, DJ Chark, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, De'Ami Brown, and MBS. Does any of that get you super excited? I mean, probably, you know, Metcalf and Adams to some extent, but again, we don't even know if Metcalf's going to be available. And Adams, yeah, that's the one. It's why I keep coming back to, there doesn't really seem to be that wide, you know, 1A wide receiver that makes sense for Green Bay. And therefore, my guess is draft and develop. Keep the train moving. Keep seeing if you can get something more out of Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Romeo Doubs. Maybe add a one-year stopgap wide receiver on a cheaper contract like a Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, De'Ami Brown, MBS, DJ Chark, Darius Slayton, something like that. And then probably draft somebody as well. Get the competition going. But it's hard for me to find a perfect wide receiver that would make sense unless something like an AJ Brown trade comes available where it just is out of nowhere where you're like, the Titans traded AJ Brown. And if anything like that does exist, Green Bay should be in on it and trying to acquire something like that. It's just tough to figure out what wide receiver that would be in a league that is very much valuing those right now. And in a situation where there's not a lot on the open market, teams are going to hold on to what they have more often than not in those situations. Who do you want? Any of them make sense? Again, I say Devontae, DK, maybe a Slayton, maybe a Chark, Westbrook-Ikhine, De'Ami Brown, MBS. But I think this ended up probably a little bit more towards the draft would be my guess. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited to see what Green Bay does. Just don't get your hopes up for a major big-time wide receiver. I would love to be wrong, depending on the cost. We'll see if they add one. But I think this could be a value free agent or a draft specific situation just because of the lack of talent that's out there that really does make sense for Green Bay. Or just go out and get Devontae Adams. That works too. Shout out to our All Pro and Hall of Fame members, Most Hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donna Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Alex Wong, Arnaldo Espinosa, Peter Rataka, Jay Zimmerman, B Brown, Puerto Rican Packer, Dan Gesford, Step Keat, Dylan Patscott, Bobby Santoro, SoCal Pack, Chris Rager, Izzy Roberts, Ian Ewing, and Razul Douglas time. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Enjoy your day. But until next time, and as always, go Pack Go.